Hey guys, in this episode I want to talk to specifically about some prop options in terms of materials of what you could use. Specifically, we're going to talk about Sculpey. Now, Sculpey is a company that produces a polymer clay which can be baked at home in your oven, and you can sculpt it, bake it, now it's hard, and you can use it. Well, generally everyone knows about the rainbow of colors of these little packets that they have. And those are all well and good, but I kind of want to talk specifically about three types that kind of have little interesting attributes that the Sculpey company produces. These are Sculpey Firm, comes in a brick form here. There's the Sculpey Light, which is in this sealed plastic. And then there's the specialty one that they have kits, but this one in particular is called Bake and Bend. All three of these are kind of interesting attributes that can help you depending on what you're trying to make for your prop and or costume. Now, Sculpey Firm, this stuff I used a lot in my early days. What's nice is it's a harder version of the Sculpey. And what's great about this is that it has a lot more strength after it bakes. And an example I have is my dry headband that's up here in front. One of the first things I ever made with it. It's really good, and the benefits of it is that you can sculpt it, bake it, and then you can machine it. And this came very interesting with the headband, is that I could actually put rivets in the back to attach it to the cloth. Other Sculpey doesn't do so well with that. The major pro of it is that you can do really great detail because it's so firm. You know, when you're using any sculpting tools, it, you know, doesn't distort so much. You can really, you know, get crisp lines and everything when you're doing your sculpting. But there are a few major cons. One, it only comes in the gray. It's a gray brick. If you make it too thin, it's actually very brittle, and things can easily shatter if hit by somebody or something like that. So something you have to keep in mind on. You want to keep it to the recommended thickness that's on the box. The only other thing is that it's a little bit more effort to work with. It's very hard as a clay, and you have to really knead on it a little bit to get it going. It works really great, and they sell these as some of the Sculpey tools is like a pasta wheel, and that comes out great. Now, another great thing is Sculpey Light right over here. What's great about Sculpey Light, it is the complete opposite spectrum. It's very much like Model Magic from Crayola, and it's very light, and it's great. It's great if you need to do something that's a little bit larger. It might take up, you know, it might be too heavy if you use it. I had a friend I helped her out with, and we made horns from a D&D character that came from her forehead up and over. And this was a great thing because it was so light, she barely even felt it on her head, and it was actually so light she actually could glue it to her forehead. So actually worked out pretty well. Now, what's great about this is that because it's so light, you can go bigger and everything like that. But the problem with it, too, is, you know, it's limited. It only comes in white. And doesn't sculpt as crisply as like the firm and the regular ones, which is really, but it's really good if you do like thin layers and roll it over some stuff. So this Sculpey Light. Now the Sculpey Bend and Bake. Now this is a very, very, very interesting thing. So as all these other ones, you bake them, they're hard. This one, you bake it, it's bendy. It's very interesting. This is really good if you have to do something that you later want to put on a curve, or if you want to attach it to fabric and you're moving around so you're not restricted by something that's rigid. I notably use this stuff on my remake of Lynx from Chrono Cross. And what's great about it is that when you bake it, it comes out, you can just bend it and it's all pliable, but it keeps the shape of what it baked into. So this is really, you know, really cool stuff. Now, it has a problem that it comes in this variety pack and it has the basic colors. So yes, you have color options and you can try mixing a little bit. Doesn't quite get what you want, but in the end product of what you're trying to do and getting around shape, it's really great. Now, after you've made your creation for your costume or prop, you know, these have color limitations. So, you know, can you paint them? Yes, you can. What's great is that with the firm and the light, you can paint them with whatever paint, you know, latex, enamel, whatever, spray paint, doesn't matter, it's there. The Bacon bend. Now that's the tricky part, because once you make it, and you want to bend it. You know, certain paints, if they're stretched, will crack on you. So you really should try to stick with acrylic or latex paint. Probably more acrylic than you're in the craft store. Now all these items can be bought at craft stores and certain fabric stores if they have like a little craft section in them. It's a very common product. Craft store is the best. And also, just remember, use your coupons. Get onto those coupon flyers or any special offers you can. This stuff is sometimes can be a little more expensive in terms of, but I think the ability to do all these different things and make each one of these work for your certain project or prop, it's priceless in that regard. So, we would really love to hear from you. If you got some comments on this episode or suggestions for future episodes, leave us a voicemail, 762-ADEQUATE, 762-233-7828. Or, just email it at podcast@animecons.tv. See you next week.